101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
So Cameron, I'm so curious, what made you swipe right to Josh on Tinder?
You know, he had the cutest picture. He was posing with his dog, and it was so cute.
I really love a guy with his dog. It's awesome seeing that.
I feel like I should steal a dog just so I can put it on my Tinder
profile. But see, that's totally misleading because you actually don't like dogs. So let's hope that wasn't the case with Josh.
So Cameron, what was the date?
So we went to Mr. Dunderbach's by USF, and we had some drinks. We had a really good time. But now I haven't heard from him, and I have no idea why.
So how was the date? Were there any sparks flying or anything?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we talked for, like, I think we were there for, like, 2 hours.
Oh.
That's a good date.
So there was no, because yeah. That's what I always, because when you think about going on a date with someone online, you've never really talked in person, so you don't have that groove yet.
Right.
And I've been on some, like, Tinder dates where it is awkward AF at first.
Ooh.
And so I can understand how sometimes you're like, eh, I don't want to try a second one, but everything was fine.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it takes a while to sort of get used to somebody, and you know, you got to kind of like
warm up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do this, Cameron. Let's try to get Joss on the phone so we can figure out what happened, and we'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us running out of time. So
101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
All right, Cameron, are you ready for us to find out why your dog loving Tinder date didn't call you back?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Okay, Cameron, so when we get Josh on the phone, just make sure not to say anything so that Miguel and I can get to the bottom, the truth about why he's not calling you back, okay?
Hello?
Hey, is this Josh?
Yes, this is. Who's this?
This is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show.
Hey,
how are
Josh.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, you don't have to sound apprehensive. We're not trying to blindside you with anything. Well, we just have a simple question, Holly.
Well, here's the deal. Josh, we actually do know that you went on a date with our friend Cameron, Mr. Dunderbacks, which seemed like a good time. And the reason we're calling is kind of to try to play matchmaker a little bit. So forgive us for that. But Cameron had a really great time. And so she's wondering why maybe she hasn't heard back from you. Is there a particular reason?
Frankly, she just kept talking about how she was going to be like super duper famous. And, I mean, I'm not trying to hurt anyone's feelings, but honestly, when she told me why, I was just like, yo, this is ridiculous, because she thinks she's, like, the next Drake or something. Like, she thinks she wants to be a rapper.
Josh, we actually have Cameron on the phone, but hold on, Cameron, before, you know, you respond.
What?
Josh, I know. We're not ambushing. We just
no,
want no answers.
We're ambushing.
But Josh, why would you say that? I mean, I said when I was in college on dates, I want to be a radio host and talk to.
True. So this could be like a lifelong dream.
Exactly. What's wrong with it?
I'm not trying to kill anybody's dreams or anything. I'm just dropping truth. That's all. Because she's just not very good.
Why? You told me I was.
Listen, I basically was just trying to get you to stop. You were making a fool of yourself and me, and we were in the middle of the place. That wasn't cool.
Okay, so Josh, how was Cameron?
How was she? I mean, like I said, she was pretty, but she can't rap. Boom.
You know what? I can rap for you guys right now and prove that I'm good.
Yeah! Please do! A good old-fashioned rap battle. Let's do it.
I don't think you're ready for this.
Oh.
Yes!
All right. Yeah. It's a girl killer Cam. You ain't want to see what I'll do to your sandwich because I'm hungry. Give a girl a Cuban. I'll go to town and you know I ain't losing. And if you got a wrap, you better add some spinach because in order to win this game of life, you know I got to cross the line of scrimmage. Yeah. I want...
Josh, what are you doing turning this down?
I have no response, sorry.
If you don't fret it, because I'm flowing. I'm Cameron. I'm killer Cameron. You say you don't like my rap, well, I don't. What do you care about that? I'm out.
Yeah!
Blown Off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.
Okay. Holly, you have to wrap your tees. It's 7:53. Holly,
it's
what
too
is...
long. It's too long to wrap.
You don't have to.
Okay, listen, that made my day. I want to go on a date with this girl. Okay, so Amy Schumer got almost totally nude yesterday when she revealed her new photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not all we found out about her. Which Hollywood A-lister would she let do anything he wanted?
Oh.
We'll find out at 8 o'clock on The Miguel Show.
Holly out.